cop will head to prison for a deadly shooting. I'm Lisa Brady.
Fox News. Sentencing day in Minneapolis, where an unarmed woman was killed after calling 911. The former officer gets over 12 years in prison. Fox's Tanya J. Powers with more live.
Lisa, Judge Catherine Quaintance announced the sentence for former officer Mohammed Noor following impact statements from Justine Ruschek, Damon's family.
I hereby commit you the Commissioner of Corrections for a period of 150 months.
Convicted in April of third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter, he shot Damon in July of 2017 when she approached his squad car after she'd called 911 to report a possible sexual assault behind her home. Noor says he fired shots because he was protecting his partner. Lisa.
Thanks, Tanya. Former Vice President Joe Biden does a 180, changing a long-held position fellow Democrats had criticized. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Lisa, Biden told supporters in Atlanta he no longer supports the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits using federal money to pay for abortions.
If I believe health care is a right, as I do, I can no longer support an amendment that makes that right dependent on someone's zip code.
While Biden did not apologize for his former support of Hyde, he said times have changed and they can't justify leaving millions of women without the ability to exercise their constitutionally protected right. Lisa.
Thanks, Rachel. President Trump returns from his three-day trip overseas to lower job growth.
Though the unemployment rate held steady at a very low 3.6% in May, the number of new jobs created was only 75,000. Economists were expecting 180,000 new jobs. And the number of new jobs in the two previous months was revised lower by a combined 75,000.
Fox's Jenny Cosola. The weaker numbers blamed in part on trade and tariff concerns, but it's boosting hopes for a Fed rate cut. The Dow's up 319. This is Fox News.
Lawn lovers, run with us on a John Deere Z500 Series Z-Track mower. Built to mow better, faster with an Excel deep mower deck. Because whether you're up against the clock or a busy day, this zero turn gets it done in almost no time at all. Nothing runs like a deer. Run with us. Test drive a Z500 Series Z-Track mower at your John Deere dealer during the Take Your Turn sales event.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
And Russia filing formal protests against each other over a close call between warships. The U.S. says the Russian ship made a dangerous move coming within yards of an American guided missile cruiser.
In a written statement, the Navy's 7th Fleet described the incident, quote, "This unsafe action forced Chancellorsville to execute all engines to maneuver to avoid collision." Russia has been stepping up its harassment of the U.S. Navy. Tuesday, a Russian fighter jet buzzed a Navy P-8 reconnaissance plane in the eastern Mediterranean near Syria. The Navy says its plane was flying in international airspace during the 28-minute encounter.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Russia blames the U.S. for today's ship incident and says it happened in the South China Sea. The U.S. says it happened in the Philippine Sea. New Jersey Senator and Democratic presidential hopeful Cory Booker just out with a statement honoring the West Point cadet who was killed during a rollover crash yesterday that injured over 20 others en route to a training exercise. Booker says Christopher James Morgan, known as CJ, embodied the best of what our country has to offer. He was 22 and scheduled to graduate from the military academy next year. Morgan was from West Orange, New Jersey. An explosive hours-long standoff leaves the suspect dead and neighbors shaken near Los Angeles.
San Gabriel police called to a domestic dispute around noon Thursday. After an exchange of gunfire, the suspect holed up in a home, lit the house on fire, and set off fireworks, eventually making his way outside with a handgun, only to retreat to another house where he emerged with a shotgun. That is when he was killed.
It was quite a dynamic situation. Unfortunately, the suspect put our SWAT personnel in a position where they had to put him down for their safety.
The area was evacuated. The I-10 closed, backing up traffic for miles.
Fox's William Lajeunesse in L.A. Recapping the rally on Wall Street, the Dow's back over 26K. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is Friday, and you know how we want to celebrate every Friday. In fact, if the truth be known, I get requests not just from around the state, but from around the country. People who get to this day and want to celebrate because Friday is the best day of the week.
Is it? It's Friday.
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh, come on. You know better. It's Friday. I just love that. The 80th Nevada legislature gaveled out just after 12 midnight on Tuesday morning. And a lot of people are asking, how bad was it? We knew the Democrats had a supermajority in the assembly, a near supermajority in the state Senate, and they had the governor's office. And we all assumed it was going to be disastrous for those of us that believe in liberty and freedom. Well, let's find out when it comes to a woman's right to choose, a baby's right to be born. Melissa Clement is the president of Nevada Right to Life and joins us from Northern Nevada. Melissa, first of all, thanks for joining us. Are you glad it's finally over?
Oh, you have no idea. You have no idea. Kevin, I've missed talking to you, but I was nose deep in hearings and reading bills all session long, and my family doesn't even recognize me when I walked in the door Tuesday morning. It was bad, my friend. It was bad.
Let me just ask you, a lot of us going in expected the worst. Did we end up getting the worst? I mean, was it worse than you thought it was going to be? Was it better than you thought it was going to be? Were Democrats reasonable in some of the things they were trying to do? Or was it about what you expected?
Well, you know, for probably 115 days of the session, I thought, well, this is not going to be as bad as I thought it was going to be. But the wheels certainly came off the bus at the end. We did have some wins, but we had a lot of pretty bad losses, and especially at the end of the session, there it was no holds barred, frontal assault on all things life, liberty, and justice, in my opinion.
Let me ask you from a life standpoint. What did they do? What kind of legislation did they pass? What kind of legislation did the governor sign?
Okay, so for starting off, we got SB 179, which a lot of people heard a lot about. It started off tremendously bad. It was pulling parental notification out of law. Now, just to remind all the listeners, we have never had an enforced parental notification law in the state of Nevada. So girls as young as 8, 9, 10, 11 can get pregnant and go down to an abortion clinic and get an abortion without their parents ever knowing. And we have tried to get that fixed in our state for a lot of years. We have a portion of law that requires that, but it has been enjoined. It was enjoined by the Ninth Circuit Court years ago, right after it was put into place, and it was as the result of the Reno abortionist and Planned Parenthood, who stands against parents' rights in every situation you can possibly imagine. But what the Democrats tried to do was take parental notification out of law, so that in order for parents to finally be able to be protected and their young girls to be protected, we would have had to run a multi-million-dollar campaign to put it on the ballot and to fight them off. Now it's still in law. We were able to fight them off on that because they realized, just like you and I do, that almost 90%. I mean, a majority of all parents, regardless of what party they are, what they think about any other issue, they do know. Most parents know and demand the right to be involved in their young daughter's critical medical decisions, and so they backed away from that, and they also took out a portion of the law that would have made it okay to dispose of a dead baby regardless of how that baby died. So they were going to pull that out, which was just crazy as well. So the bill that we ended up with at the end of the day that was signed into law by the governor is pretty atrocious, but it was not nearly as bad as it could have been.
In fact, it sounds like you had at least a couple of really good victories.
We did. We really did. And we were able to sway Democrats. There was bipartisan opposition to SB 179. I have to thank all of your listeners in the across Nevada because we did a statewide postcard campaign, and tens of thousands of postcards went into the governor asking him to veto SB 179. So the governor is now on notice that we're watching and that we don't care for what he and his Democrats, his progressive Democrats are pushing. But it was a huge victory that we were able to scale back SB 179. Huge victory.
Now, obviously, Democrats are not going away. And what this means is that the 2020 election campaigns across the state, regardless of which of the 17 counties you live in, they're going to be vitally important. And we always talk about elections have consequences. I think we've had a pretty good indication of what those consequences look like. What does that tell you about the 2020 races that are beginning, even as we speak, all across the state?
Well, it could not be more important to be identifying solid conservative candidates in each and every race across the state, and identifying those candidates and training them now. You know, that's where I think the Republican Party has really fallen down. The Democrats, they have this big, I don't even remember what it's called, something with an E, Emerge Nevada something,
yep,
where they train hundreds, I think, probably, of candidates, and They create these mind-numbed robots that just walk into Carson City and vote exactly the way, you know, and there's no swaying their opinion. They're so mind-numbed. It was atrocious, the level of competence in Carson City this last time. Now, there are some really fantastic, I have to say, I've got a lot of respect for some of the Democrats, the old-school Democrats that stand for old Nevada values, but they are being outnumbered, and it's hard to watch our Nevada go down at the hands of these crazy progressive mind-numbed robots that can't think for themselves. And we need to do the same thing, but you know, we're Republicans or independents, and we are independent thinkers. So what we need to do is equip candidates that know what Nevada stands for, and go down to Carson City and stand up against these forces of California. So
no, you're exactly right. Melissa Clement joining us, president of Nevada Right to Life. I'm curious what you think of the change atop the assembly for Republicans. Jim Wheeler is out. He has resigned for what are termed personal reasons. Some say he was forced out. Dr. Robin Titus, Assemblywoman from District 38, is going to be the new minority, maybe eventually the majority leader. What do you make of that change at the top of the Assembly?
Well, I have, I have a lot of gratitude and respect for Minority Leader Wheeler, and I appreciate all the help he provided. In this last session, I think our assembly members did pretty well standing up against pretty high odds. And I hope that the new leader will have the same open door to conservative groups like mine. And I assume that will be the case. She is a tremendously solid fiscal conservative. I'm hoping to work with her and the rest of the leadership to identify strong conservative, fiscally, socially solid conservatives that can run and take back our state.
Let me ask you, and I've only got a few minutes, but I want to at least tap your expertise. You have the you get a look at ground level of what's going on here in Nevada, but I'm curious about the Right to Life movement nationally. Polling and things like that. Are we starting to win this battle?
Well, it's really hard to tell. I mean, I would say in March, April, we were totally winning because we were talking about the extremists on the pro-abortion side that think it's okay to let a baby born by during an abortion, requiring that baby get medical attention because that baby is a human life and that is a humanitarian issue. We were talking about that because their extremists are really, really extreme. And we've got a lot of those extremists here in Nevada. Unfortunately, part of the backlash against that extreme, wanting abortion at all costs for free at all times, the fact of the matter is we're talking about human lives. And so, of course, those of us with a human instinct want to protect all human life. And so, unfortunately, the discussion swung away from the human rights issue that is existent in our country right now. And now we're just talking about that very small sliver of rape and incest and at 4 weeks instead of 41 weeks, which is what they're talking about. It's a human life from conception to natural death. But there was never any doubt. I mean, there's no way that we were going to be able to protect a baby at conception in the state of Nevada, given the state of our laws. And where do I think it is? I think that we are having a very healthy discussion about life right now. And I think a majority of people think it's a tremendous majority of people think that throwing babies out as trash, using them as as, you know, using baby parts in scientific experiments or medical kinds of things is something out of a horrible science fiction book. And people are upset about that. And I think there's a very small, slim minority of people who are incredibly loud, who think that a woman's right to choose is something quite different than the rest of us think. They think that a woman should be able to kill her baby right after it's born, that it should be up between a doctor and the mother. Well, I don't think that's where a majority of people are.
Wow. Melissa Clement joining us, president of Nevada Right to Life. Earlier today, the big news nationally, Joe Biden reverses himself on the Hyde Amendment. First of all, for those that don't know, what is the Hyde Amendment?
The Hyde Amendment recognizes that we are a divided country in terms of abortion, and that the one thing we can all agree on is that taxpayer money should not go toward killing our future. And so no taxpayer-funded abortions is basically what the Hyde Amendment is. And it does have a rape and incest exception, but that for the majority of abortions that happen, that taxpayer money should not go for that. And we have a Hyde Amendment in the state as well, and quite honestly, that got challenged starting Thursday night in the legislative, in the 80th legislature.
I'm curious what you think of Joe Biden. I'm sure you don't support Joe Biden. You probably have never voted for Joe Biden in a primary, but I'm curious what you think of a candidate who flip-flopped on gay marriage. He says he evolved, and now all of a sudden he's evolving again on the Hyde Amendment. Not terribly authentic, would you think?
Absolutely not. And this is what we see with Democrats, sadly, is that they sell their values out. And, you know, I have a lot of friends who are Democrats, and at a low level, they're great. But it's almost gotten to the point where you have to vote against them, even at a dog catcher level, because they reach a certain point in their career, and they either have to make the choice not to ever run again, or they have to say abortion is great from beginning to end, and the taxpayers should pay for it. Am I surprised Joe Biden made that change? Absolutely not. I think all 423 candidates for the Democrat presidential nomination have now said that they are for radical abortion agenda. And quite honestly, Kevin, I think if there was a Democrat who came out and said, you know what, I think that it's a baby and that we should protect it and that we should welcome it into life and we should do what we can to create a society that makes abortion unthinkable, I think that particular candidate would get a lot of traction because he or she would be quite different from the rest.
Yeah. Hey, Melissa, you've earned a well-deserved rest. Hope you have a great summer, and we will talk again soon, I'm sure. If folks want to reach out to you real quick, in 15 seconds, how can they reach out to you? How can they find out more about Nevada Right to Life?
The best way to get a hold of us is on Facebook, the Nevada Right to Life Facebook page. Also, you know, our website is under construction right now. It's NevadaRightToLife.org, and you can send an email through it, but it's not generally the best place to get a hold of us. Facebook, definitely the best place.
Fair enough. Melissa, have a great summer. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Melissa Clement, president of Nevada Right to Life. Stick around. More to do. Live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun, it's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now. You're driving around a curve in the highway, I hit you square in the face and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
Hello, I'm Victoria Seaman, and I'm running for the Las Vegas City Council in the special election, Ward 2. I've spoken to several hundred constituents in the ward, and overwhelmingly, the number one issue facing Ward 2 is crime. Just as I was able to get things done while serving as your assemblywoman in the Nevada legislature, I will do the same on the city council. While Las Vegas has increased funding for more police on the streets, I will make sure they target hotspots in Ward 2. In 2015, I helped pass several instrumental bills in the legislature, including a ridiculous law that stopped the cosmetology board from shutting down a business. I fought for legislation for homeowners against squatters and another bill that increased safeguards against guardianship abuse. I'm a problem solver. My door will always be open so I can be your voice. I will never stop fighting for Las Vegas. I can't do this unless you vote. Early voting runs from May 25th through June 7th. Election day is June 11th. I'm Victoria Seaman, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by the GOP PAC.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and thankfully the 80th legislative session here in Nevada is finally over. So what exactly did we learn? Well, really, we learned that big government is big government's biggest cheerleader. Everybody always says special interests are dangerous, but what they don't realize is government is the biggest special interest of them all. They had lobbyists up there, government unions pressured lawmakers, and in the end, it was government's priorities that really pulled the most weight with lawmakers, which is why what we do at Nevada Policy is so important. We got a few wins, we held the line on a handful of issues, and we were able to make some taxpayers' priorities the number one issue for some lawmakers. But obviously, there's still a lot left to do, and we can't do it without you. Visit NevadaPolicy.org and partner with us. We can keep Nevada free and prosperous, but it begins with good ideas and it begins with you. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
As the president heads home from Ireland and from France and from the UK, it's fascinating what's going on at home. Joe Biden has reversed himself on the Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment prohibits the U.S. government from spending money to fund abortions, and basically. Takes the U.S. government out of the business of funding abortions.
From the Fox Business Network, all Wall Street stocks are extending their weekly gains after a lackluster May jobs report lifted expectations of an interest rate cut by the Federal Reserve. And shares of Microsoft hitting a record high today and becoming a trillion-dollar company. And shares of Beyond Meat are sizzling and are up 35% after analysts raised their price targets following the company's first quarterly report since going public. The company's stock is up more than 400% since it went public at the beginning of May, and today its stock touched over $136 a share for an all-time high. And Entertainment Weekly will no longer be a weekly publication and is switching to monthly. The popular celebrity magazine's publisher, Meredith, is re-imaging its brands with increased investment in social, video, events, and digital platforms. The last weekly version of EW is July 5th, and its first monthly edition is slated to debut in August. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hilary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It was too close for comfort. The Navy reports a Russian warship came within 50 to 100 feet of the USS Chancellorsville in the Philippine Sea. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan.
We'll have military-to-military conversations with the Russians, and of course we'll march them, but to me, safety at the end of the day is most important. It will not deter us from conducting our operations.
The Russian military says the Chancellorsville crossed in front of its ship. A Russian fighter jet flew close to a U.S. Navy plane on Tuesday. President Trump's on his way back to Washington now from his trip to England, Ireland, and France.
Back home, U.S. and Mexican officials are working feverishly to try to hammer out a deal to avoid new tariffs on Mexican goods. The levies are set to take effect Monday if the Mexican government doesn't do more to stem the tide of migrants coming up from Central America through Mexico to the U.S. southern border.
That's Kevin Cork. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Shepard Smith. There's so many streams of information coming. Some are designed to distract you and to mislead you. When news is breaking, you have to slow down. We have to begin with what's most important. I'm here to find out what happened, to report it without fear or favor, in context and perspective, and to be honest, brutally honest, about every bit of it. We work endless hours to make sure that when we deliver it to you as fact, it's a fact.
Shepard Smith on Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Okay, I want to find out from you. And again, a lot of you probably would not vote for Joe Biden for dog catcher. But he's running for president. And it's hard to believe it. But the first debates are coming up later on this month. On the Democrat side. The first debates are coming up. And Joe Biden, in order to quell the screaming about his position on the Hyde Amendment prohibiting the U.S. from spending money on abortions. He is now flip-flopped. He has spent decades protecting the Hyde Amendment. And he says he's always done it because of his religious convictions. Well, the fact is, today, he changed all that. What does it tell you about Joe Biden? Is he just another bought and sold politician? Is that what we're talking about here? I'm going to open up our phone lines real quick. Because one of the things we found in 2016, when there were like 17 presidential wannabes on the Republican side, and one of the issues that came up was authenticity. That voters wanted somebody who was authentic. Who spoke from the heart. Who wasn't just being, spouting stuff from a consultant somewhere. That actually cared about what it was he was talking about. And now you've got Joe Biden, the same Joe Biden that essentially flip-flopped on gay marriage. He says he evolved on it. That's the difficulty. That is the difficulty. That you've got a presidential wannabe who, when the going gets tough, he flip-flops. I have always said that Joe Biden seems to be a very nice guy. The sort of guy you'd like to sit down and have a beer with. But you know what? I don't know that I'd want to do that anymore. I like people that have core convictions. But that's not what I'm hearing from Joe Biden. Joe Biden has become the flip-flopper in chief for the Democrat Party. Sad but true. You want to join us, here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. If you're wondering what that is, that's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out what you think about the Joe Biden flip-flop. Creepy Joe, Sleepy Joe, as the president calls him, has flip-flopped on the Hyde Amendment in a very, very public way. We're now talking about the life of the unborn. And Joe Biden has just, on a whim, flip-flopped on it. How many lives might that cost? How many innocent babies will die because of what Joe Biden just did? This is reprehensible. In fact, and by the way, if you're ringing in, we'll get you screened. And we'll get you ready to go. In fact, tell you what, let's open up with Frank. Frank, you're up. You're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Kevin. We all know what a classy, top-notch, especially here in Vegas. I didn't know until about a year after. I said, how does Vegas have all that? They fly in. What a good whore could make. But who knew what a good pawn could make? And, Kevin, I was going to say it's a travesty that what the Founding Fathers had to meet in a tavern and talk about. Yeah, and by the way, hello?
Yes. I'm right here.
Yeah. Okay, well, I got an interruption, and that scares me. Anyway, how the Founding Fathers would meet in a tavern and discuss conspiracy against the king. And talk radio, and they're coming after you guys, Kevin.
Hey, Frank, don't think we don't know this. Yeah, I mean, we are, you know, after they take care of Facebook and Instagram, I am absolutely convinced that they're coming after us. I really am. Calvin, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin?
Yeah.
I'm just laughing at all this because Biden is a flip-flopper. We know that. Trump is a liar. We know that. Where's the morality in politics anymore? Anything is go down. So it doesn't matter what they do. They're going to lie. They're going to flip-flop. It's going to be. This is our political life now. No matter what Trump do, you're going to support him. No matter what the Democrats do, I'm going to support him. So where are we right now?
Well, let me turn the question on you. What do you think of a candidate that would, for decades, defend the Hyde Amendment? And he said he was doing it on moral and religious grounds. And then all of a sudden, there's a little groundswell in the 2020 campaign. And all of a sudden, he's flip-flopping like crazy.
Because I'm a Democrat, and I'm still going to vote for him no matter what he does. Just like you do with Trump, no matter what he does. He was grabbing women by the genitals. He lied about adultery against his wife. And you still support him. So why should I not support a flip-flopper? Give me a reason why.
Because all throughout the 2016 Democrat campaign, we heard about authenticity. That voters wanted authentic candidates, people that had core, deeply held core beliefs, even if they're way out to the left.
Come on, Kevin. Trump has no core beliefs. Even back when he was, before he ran, he wouldn't even allow blacks on the floor when he entered his Atlantic City casinos. Why would he not do that?
Well, I'll just say this. If you look at the signage, in fact, I've got a sign at home. And I don't know where I got it, but I got it at one of the rallies. And it simply says, promises made, promises kept. The voters, the 63 million voters that voted for Donald J. Trump, they don't care about, you know, the type of tweets that he sends out, things like that. What they do care about is somebody that makes a promise to you and then keeps that promise. And that's what's happening right now. We've just opened up a line. You want to seize it now, you can squeeze in at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And basically, we're talking about essentially what Joe Biden has done, and that is flip-flop in a very, very public way on a very personal issue, and that is the Hyde Amendment. The government spending money to kill the unborn. Now I don't know. That's why I was glad we had Melissa Clement on from Nevada Right to Life. But I'm going to tell you something. What the Democrats are preparing to do to take that party against the Hyde Amendment and making that a campaign issue, to have Joe Biden come out and essentially say, well, I agree with all these other candidates. That is unthinkable. I'm going to take a quick break. If you're ringing in, we'll get you screened, I promise. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll take a quick break. More to come as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program is Live and Local Now.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and press
selection of classic Mexican plates.
My friends, you know breakfast is my favorite time of the day. And nothing can satisfy my appetite better than a big breakfast burrito from Roberto's Taco Shop. Mmm, I can just taste it. Mounds of fluffy fresh eggs, crisp bacon, toasty potatoes, tangy cheese and salsa, all wrapped inside a steaming hot flour tortilla. Top it off with a refreshing drink and it's maravilloso. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you since 1964.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. Call Sam right now, 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. Okay, let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We've got two lines open right now. You want to seize one of them, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Joe Biden's flip-flop on the Hyde Amendment. What does it tell you about Joe Biden? And even though I know many of you, most of you maybe, would never ever vote for Joe Biden anyway, what do you think the result will be? I think people will run away from Joe Biden. He's just another politician. He's not authentic. Let's find out what you think. Let's begin with Rachel. Rachel's in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Rachel. What do you make of the Joe Biden flip-flop, one of a number of flip-flops he's done in his career?
So I kind of think there's two thoughts. One, he's trying to keep up with the very radical left. Right? He's not daring enough. He's not out there enough. He's got to, like, shock his voters, like, oh, yeah, you know, he wants that liberal vote. He's got to keep up. So now he's turning around and saying, oh, now I'm all for it or against it or whatever, flip-flopping. But the people who have watched him over the years aren't going to trust him. And people need stability. They need trust. And so if you're going to all of a sudden, I mean, what else is he going to do? Is he going to flip-flop if we vote for him in presidency? You know, we don't know. And that's the uncertainty that I think people don't want to see.
Well, I would imagine there may not be many, but I'm guessing there are some Democrats that voted for Joe Biden in primaries thinking that he would oppose gay marriage because he had opposed gay marriage forever. Then all of a sudden, he led the president... President Obama, in flip-flopping on gay marriage. Who is to say that he's not going to flip-flop on something once he becomes president?
Right, exactly. And when people expect something of a president, you know, he's going to campaign on certain issues, they trust, right, that he's going to follow through on those issues, as Trump actually has. And so if you're going to turn around and actually vote for him, you can't trust that he's not going to flip-flop once he's in office. So he's just really untrustworthy as a person and a candidate.
Well, and the question is, and Rachel, thank you for the call. It's ultimately, can we trust this guy at all? Something he tells us today, is he going to evolve on it tomorrow or the day after or the day after that? That's the problem. That's the difficulty. By the way, I don't know how many of you caught this late yesterday, but after the D-Day festivities in Normandy, the president met with Emmanuel Macron, who is the duly elected president of France. Now, there's been a lot of charges against the president that he is infuriating our allies. Whether it be attacking the European Union or the UN, but that somehow we're losing our allies. And I heard and I saw something that I thought was amazing. Let's go to cut five. This is Emmanuel Macron with the president in France. And see if you see any distance between the U.S. and France. This ally is a real staunch ally.
What I said, I wanted first to thank you, dear President Trump, for your presence here in this place. And thanks to your country, your nation, and your veterans. This morning, we paid this tribute to their courage. And I think it was a great moment to celebrate these people. And I think your presence here to celebrate them and their presence is for me the best evidence of this unbreakable links between our two nations. From the very beginning of the American nation and all over the different centenaries. I think this message they convey to us and our main tribute is precisely to protect freedom and democracy everywhere. And this is why I'm always extremely happy to discuss with you in Washington, in Paris, or everywhere in candidates, because we work very closely together. Our soldiers work very closely together in Sahel, in Iraq, in Syria. Each time freedom and democracy is at stake, we work closely together, and we will follow up. So thanks for this friendship. Thanks for what your country did for my country, and thanks for what we will do together for both of us and the rest of the world.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, and I will say we've had great success working together, too. Whether it's the caliphate, whether it was a couple of other things we did militarily, and you know what I'm talking about, and your military is excellent. My people report back, they say it's absolutely excellent, but they work very well together. This was a very special day, and I want to thank you for inviting me. This is something that was, we read about it all our lives, Normandy. And there were those that say it was the most important ever, not just at that time, but ever. And to be a part of it and to have number 75 years was very, very special. So we very much appreciate it. We met some great people today, some tremendous people, some very brave people. And I look forward to coming back. We'll be coming back. Hopefully over the years we'll be coming back. But it's a very special place. It's an amazing place. And it's somewhere when you think of those places of great importance, this is certainly one of the top.
Later in the program, I mean, I thought the president pushed all the right buttons on this state visit to the UK, to France, to Normandy, to Ireland. Yet there are people still criticizing him, including Jake Tapper. I don't have time to get to it in this segment. But a little later on in the program, I'll let you hear Jake Tapper go all over the president. Not for his speech at Normandy, but for his interview with Fox News at Normandy. That somehow there was something unseemly about that. I don't happen to agree with Jake Tapper. And again, Normandy is hallowed ground, but it's not. You know, I'll bet you there were other people doing. In fact, CNN, believe it or not, at Normandy, CNN did an interview with Nancy Pelosi. And yet somehow Jake Tapper went all nutso on the president for doing an interview with Laura Ingraham. Just makes no sense at all. By the way, coming up top of the hour, our eyes and ears in Northern Nevada, Rico Aller will join us from Carson Insulation in Mound House. It's that big blue building on Highway 50 East. Not far from his old business, believe it or not. We'll talk about the just completed 80th Nevada legislature. We'll talk about Joe Biden and the big flip-flop. We'll do all of that and more. It's all straight ahead. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. You enjoying your early weekend? I'll bet you there's some of you that have taken today off. That's okay. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up live and local. Now.
Hello, I'm Victoria Seaman, and I'm running for the Las Vegas City Council in the special election, Ward 2. I've spoken to several hundred constituents in the ward, and overwhelmingly, the number one issue facing Ward 2 is crime. Just as I was able to get things done while serving as your assemblywoman in the Nevada legislature, I will do the same on the City Council. While Las Vegas has increased funding for more police on the streets, I will make sure they target hotspots in Ward 2. In 2015, I helped pass several instrumental bills in the legislature, including a ridiculous law that stopped the cosmetology board from shutting down a business. I fought for legislation for homeowners against squatters and another bill that increased safeguards against guardianship abuse. I'm a problem solver. My door will always be open so I can be your voice. I will never stop fighting for Las Vegas. I can't do this unless you vote. Early voting runs from May 25th through June 7th. Election day is June 11th. I'm Victoria Seaman, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by the GOP. PAC.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.